You're listening to SBS News.
On June the 25th, 1950, North Korean troops surged south across the border.
It's known as the Forgotten War, but for a select group of Australian families whose relatives fought in the Korean War, it's never left their minds. Julie Dorrington's uncle, Don Ellis, was 23 years old and based in Japan with the Royal Australian Air Force when war broke out. Just days before Christmas in 1950, his plane went down during a bombing raid near the North Korean capital, Pyongyang.
My grandmother received the news by telegram, slipped under the door on Christmas Day. She and my mother were obviously devastated.
But she says they didn't give up hope.
Because Don was listed officially as missing in action, my grandmother always held out hope that he may have survived, that he may have been taken prisoner.
Of the 17,000 Australians who fought in the Korean War, 340 died. But 43 Australian families have never been able to bury their loved ones. Their bodies still missing in North Korea. Now there's renewed hope they could be returned home. At the Singapore summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, the two leaders agreed to work together to repatriate the remains of all servicemen from the so-called Allied forces. Since then, 55 bodies believed to be US remains have been returned and are now being tested and identified. Australian War Memorial historian Michael Kelly says the families of those officially missing in action have played an important role.
It's the families that have really kept the memories of these men alive, and the search has never died.
Ian Saunders, whose father, John Philip Saunders, went missing in action, has been on a tireless crusade to have his father's remains found. He's worked with historians to gather the last known locations of the missing and collected DNA samples from Australian relatives. He says almost 2,000 bodies were buried at US grave sites in Hawaii and South Korea immediately after the war, and he wants those remains exhumed and hopefully identified.
We don't have to go and search a square mile of a paddock like they did in Vietnam. These remains exist on Allied soil.
Julie Dorrington says her mother went to her grave not knowing what happened to her brother. Miss Dorrington hopes that she can be spared the same fate.
So we are very hopeful that now that relations seem to be improving between North Korea and the West, that we may be able to recover his remains. That would be my dearest wish.
Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.